A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 18th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the SECAS at the Zimbabwe Football Association, or ZIFA.
Join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the goings-on at ZIFA.
The ZIFA board yesterday fired national team coach Calisto Pasua and replaced him with Chicken Inn coach Joy Antipas, who immediately declined the appointment, throwing the football fraternity into a circus.
The Warriors' preparations for the 2016 Chan tournament have also been thrown into disarray after the firing of Pasua. Reached for comment by Studio 7 just a few minutes ago, newly appointed ZIFA president Philip Chiangwa refused to comment. He referred all questions to his deputy Omega Sibanda, who unfortunately was not available for comment.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunja loke foot.
Onguka Gibbs na sita utinge chitaura neze mamiru akaita zinu kuzifa uku. Ne zuro bodre ZIFA rakazivisa kuti iro rinenge radzinga basa vaKalisto Pasua nevamwe vose vavanga vachishanda navo vachibva vazivisa ivo kuti vadoma vaJoy Antipas vaivo murayiridzi wechikwata cheChicken Inn kuti vange vachienda panyanga, asi vaJoy Antipas vati kwete, vageza maoko avo saPirato, izvo zvasiya pasina murayiridzi kusvika pari zvino. Pari kunziwo vamapeza vanomeni mapeza vanokocha FC Platinum vambokumbirwawo, asi pane makunga-kunga ekuti vanenge varambawo. Gibbs.
Yeah, Blessing, kunjalo ke zuru kandaba lingalitona njani kuna ngapo ke ngemakaya thina, hayi siyaphila kakhulu. Sokuthiwa silitshisililanga kuna ngapho eZimbabwe. Litshisa kunjalo sizokuthiwa ke leZIFA khona ngale kungana kuhambe kahle. Umnumzana ke uKalisto Pasua akade nguye umqeqetshi phela wama-Warriors, kukhanya sokuthiwa kumele ame umsebenzi. Kuzobuya ke labanye bakhe akade sebenza labo, sokumele bayekele umsebenzi. Sizwile njalo ukuthi bakhona abazasekela ke umnumzana ke osengenisiwe kathesi esikhundleni. Libathe uzasekelwa ke ngutonjela indiraya lo Mandla Mpofu, undoda lo ke nguJoy Antipas. UAntipas yena uthe ukuthi ntathe isikhundla sikathesi kungamsinda kakhulu. Ye, sise sibona njalo ke Blessing, bakhona njalo abanye abafakiwe khona ngale esikhundleni. Ubuya khona uPeter Nkomo wayeku-Highlanders, kuzobuya uWellington Bandare ongani ujalane kakhulu lo mnumzana uPhilip Chiangwa, usengeniswe khona ngale ukuthi abe team manager. Kuzobuya ke uCosmas Zulu oku-Highlanders ongu-technical advisor khona ngale, nguye osengu-fitness and liaison manager. Ye, so kodwa abantu ngani abakutholanga kuhle lokho. So silobani kathesi.
I think we have a sports analyst and journalist Hope Chizuzu. Good evening, Hope.
Good evening, viewers.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
So what is your take on this move by ZIFA to actually fire Pasua and the entire technical team?
It's ill-advised move, very wrong. A move that creates unnecessary pandemonium in an environment where there's been more chaos than solutions could be proffered. And clearly for the soccer love in Zimbabweans, the majority of which actually find solace in supporting football because everything else about our country is going south. Clearly, ZIFA aired. And in this issue, it was shown that cries about not wanting Tiangwa as a football president have not been surfaced or wrong. And clearly, the majority of the people are against the move. In fact, football pressure groups have already threatened not to attend a single match if Callisto Kasiwa is not restored to his position of head coach of Zimbabwe.
But should this new board and Mr. Chiangwa, who is the new boss, not be given enough time to implement whatever policies they want to implement, which includes firing the coaching department and replacing it with people who can do the job? Isn't it that they were just voted into office a few weeks ago?
Agreed, but there has to be a reasonable reason to change a system that is not broken down. For example, the only thing that has been functional in the board politic of football has been the national team and the national team coach, and in particular, Callisto Pasua, who I must state has worked over a long period without, one, a contract, two, remuneration. Clearly, this is a man who is so committed to wanting to see our football go forward. He hasn't even bothered to request upon the election of this body a meeting to talk about his contract or to talk about his remuneration. It's also ironic that the same board that we expect to be the leader in all this have not even seen it in their wisdom to invite Callisto Pasua even for a chit chat after they came into office, only to announce this decision upon a hastily arranged meeting that they no longer want his services, ostensibly because they wanted to accommodate one Wellington Mpandare, who was Philip Chiangwa, his campaign manager, to give him a position, which is clearly an issue of rewarding his friends and an issue of politics of patronage. This came about after Callisto Pasua boldly told the ZIFA board that he is not in a position to work with Wellington Mpandare as welfare manager, saying that the one that he was working with, Sharif Musa, has done a stellar job. And in fact, as we speak, he is still in Rwanda, where he has gone on not only for a familiarization tour, but also to look through the venues that they will be using in defense in the south of Rwanda, ahead of CHAN that will soon start in about weeks. So clearly, while we agree that ZIFA has got the power or has got the reason to want to change things the way they feel, we also feel that there has to be a reasonable reason to take a certain decision, this one of firing Callisto Pasua included. And this is clearly one move that is wrong. This is clearly one move that is towards the interest, including the involvement of government through the Minister of Sport, who has even issued a statement to the effect that should there be no solution, and the solution is in the restoration of Callisto Pasua to his position, the government will be forced to take action. And this is clearly a sign that this move that has been taken is not only wrong, but is retrogressive.
Yeah, we've got many messages placing on Facebook, and let me read some of the messages. Pasmo Chikombe says ZANU-PF has started again. So I think he's linking ZANU-PF with ZIFA. And then he adds on to say, is working without a contract too much to demand, you know, in terms of Pasua having no contract. So he should have been given a contract, according to him. Then I've got Tino, who says, Chiangwa, no. ZANU-PF must fall. I don't know how he's linking that with ZANU. Mm-hmm. And then I've got Alexio Kumbo, who says, these ZIFA regulations that they're talking about, that Pasua actually, you know, went around them, it's not true. Why should they talk about it right now? Then I've got Alfred, who says, who can work with such people that can fire you even if you are doing well? This is not right. And then Alfred writes, Pasua can even take them to court for outstanding payments. And then Stanley writes, Chiangwa must go and must go today. Then I've got another message from Zichawia, who says, if you didn't hear people there, you are a bit too late. The Minister of Sport has said, bring back Basua. Thank you, Honorable Minister, for that voice. I think I'll stop there. Who do you have?
Mm-hmm. Maybe before we go to our caller who is on the line, or let's just quickly take the caller before we go back to Mr. Jesus. Vamuka ku South Africa, Makadi. Aiwa, tiripo. Nyayari mudaro roma inzwa. Ye zviri kuitika ku Zifa uko. Munoiona sei?
Ya, nawo inoitika ku Zifa uko. Inosuisa. Tichitarisa zvanga zvitwa na Pasuwa. Pasuwa anga achitungamirira hake chikwata chevakomana ava venhabvu zvakanaka nakavo nomwoyo wose asingabhadharwi asi wanga achingoramba achishingirira zvino tinoona zvekuti zvataitaura zviya zvekuti vachiyangwa ngavamboramba vachiita zvepolitiki vauya kuzvifa zvinoitwa zvokudzingadzinga vanhu kuya ndozvovoita zvekuzvifa zvinhu zvisina kunaka asi ndinonzwa zvekufara nezvaitwa navaantipas navamapeza varamba nokuti mangwana vakatenda kuti hai chigaro chindochida chokuita warriors coach mangwana vanoitwa ivo vanozonzwa sei saka ndinonzwa kuvatenda nezvavaita varume vaviri ava shuwa Zifa ii bhora iri rava kutoenda kumawerezve ngatidzokerei kuya kwatainge tiri kuma1991 kusvikawo kuma95 ikokoko zvingatofadzawo kwete zvasezvo zvava kuita izvi handioni kutini kwatiri kuenda inii
asika sezvatambobvunza vachizuzu vatiinavo apa tambotika ivo vachiyangwa vakasarudzwa kane bhodhi ravo itsvai ko vadi kumbopuwa nguva yekuti vaite zvacho zvavakavimbisa vanhu kuti vachaita kana vachinge vatora chigaro
izvi munoziva zvakafanana nokuti ini kana ndichinge ndafunga kupfimba mukadzi ndinokuudza kuti ndokutengera tarakita ii ndisina kana bhasikoro chairo kana kuti ndisingatombofungi kuti ndichauchingopinda mumba kakuti ndaichikuudza kuti ndoenda kuchechi ndoka ndakabata bhaibheri unotowana ndakabata muchitova nemastadhi makreti 6 emastadhi mumba wava mumba uchiti wava mumba mangu ndo zvakafanana nezvekuita vachiyangu vachiyangu hapana chavachaitira kana chimwe chava kuita kuuraya bhora ende votena into politics vapera bhora roparara zvachose
aiwa tinokutendai vamhuka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
zvakanaka mukoma
tinotenda zvikuru you heard what our caller said he's saying he's not happy with the changes at Zifa he's saying Pasuwa has sacrificed a lot for the national team and he must be treated with respect Gibbs
I think we've got a caller in Zimbabwe and this could be his name is Mr. Mataza Mr. Mataza good evening and welcome to the program
Yeah, how are you?
No, very fine. What is your take on this Zifa move to fire Calisto Pasuwa and others?
Yeah, you see, the problem is football should not be run by politicians. Our president right now, the president of Zifa, is a politician. He's a central policy member of a political party. And it doesn't work well. His own political party is in the process of hiring and firing people. Now he has come into football and he's doing exactly the same. While we may think that he could be doing a different thing, but the DNA of his party is hiring and firing. Why should he be firing people before he has even known what is happening in football circles?
So, but at the end of the day, yes, it appears as if Mr. Pasuwa didn't have a contract. So, how do you proceed under such circumstances? Oh, we're told, blessing, the line has dropped, you know? But he was saying that, you know, Mr. Chiangwa has got that ZANU-PF DNA, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't know. That's his own opinion.
Let's go back to Mr. Chizuzu. Mr. Chizuzu, are you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I think the FIFA constitution is clear, right, that the government must not interfere in football matters. Why should the Minister of Sports write a letter to ZIFA for that matter?
His letter is clearly not instructive. His letter is advisory, which actually is within the constitution, because football does not operate in a vacuum, and every other constitution is under the constitution of the supreme ruling law of the land, which means even the FIFA constitution and the ZIFA constitution has to also be seen to be compliant. The minister is clearly talking about the sentiment that is coming from the general populace. He just did not instruct them to do a DCB, but he advised them, should they not do the right thing, which right thing is to ensure that they restore Callisto Pasua to his position, not because of anything, but because Callisto Pasua deserves to be in his position to continue doing his job, and that is coaching the Warriors for the CHAN tournament that is due in weeks' time in Rwanda. So it's not a question of the government interfering per se. Until such a time a government takes a certain decision, only then can we start talking about that. But this is something that is not only alien to Zimbabwe. It happens all over the globe. It happens in Kenya. It happens more often as often as the rains come in Nigeria, and you've often seen Nigerian sports ministers getting more involved in football than anywhere else on the face of the earth. And clearly, you see how they fight with FIFA, fight with CAF, but at the end of the day, what the general majority of the people would like is almost always done by the Nigerian Football Federation. But I would want to think that Magosim Chowan is doing exactly that, to try and make sense within the ZIFA board. And please, let us note that this ZIFA board has come into power without the majority of our public, like in the candidate of Philip Changwa. It then cannot all of a sudden be a board that is liked, a board that is expected to do the right things. That's why you see the general public is so circumspect about any decision that this board makes, because they totally don't believe in their ability to run our football affairs. So clearly the minister is doing the same based on the history. And remember, these elections were flouted with a lot of controversies. I, at some point, had to tell the association to court to ensure that they abide by their own constitution, which they haven't done. So clearly there are a lot of issues. There are a lot of issues that this body is expected to sort out. And the least of them was the firing of Callisto Pasua at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Jizuzu. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs?
Yeah, I think our caller who had that phone that cut off, you know, is on the line. We have lost him again, I'm told. Pho manje kumele kwenziweni Nkomo?
Angazi ukuthi ngathiwa isanjani yena uChef.
Ye, kumele kwenzweni Nkomo khonapho njengoba kuhlupha kanga.
Kukwali a-advise, maybe kala ma-advisers, ama-advisers akha wrong, ukuthi no. Wena ma ungenayo, usungenayo isikhuthi esi-wrong. Okuthi ungenayo isikhuthi sefari, ungaboni ukuthi khona kanti ibhora leli kufanele liphakanyiswe njani, lirabi livelele izithele, ufana lana walizama waliphakaphakamisa kancane. So ke kwali a-advise, maybe ama-advisers akhona vele njengoba ahle wrong ama-advisers alaba abantu.
Po manje ibhola phela selifile phela Nkomo liyavuka lithini zokunje
abasawini lapha bakhona akenti bebese bequalifyile
bese kunjalo baba
basaza qualifya basaza wina yini bephambili
kukhanya kuyahlupha lokho ye akubatshele Nkomo phela ukuthi kumele benzeni akubacwayise phela
ye mina bantu bezipha ngikathekile ngenibeka ibhodi kufanele likhangele ukuthi kona imisteki ingaphi kuvele kule misteki yini likhangele ukuthi ihlandla ade lihlangele inganani ibhora vele athi ndingaphi uthi akaloo uzame kangakanani ukuthi ephakamisa ibhora liyena phana maye malixoshe naloo buyayo uzaliphakamisa ibhora yini so ndiyabulala ezemidlalo lina bake
hawu uboni ke Nkomo mbokile kakhulu phela uphenda ukuthi wanga ukuthi nya ubesubuya kanye ngomnyaka
esibonge
kakhulu ke ube likhisimusi enhle mnumzana Nkomo yeah thank you baba. So, according to Mr. Nkomo, you know, Pasua tried his best, you know, to make a good squad out of, you know, nothing. And he says, Mr. Chiyangwa is running too fast to nowhere, and he may have some problems. So he says, Zifa should have carried what is called a SWOT analysis to check the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats within Zifa, and then most probably then act after getting something out of it.
Mr. Chizuzu, but Mr. Pasua's critics might say, what has he achieved?
Pasua, in terms of asking for his achievement, I think he is well decorated enough for anybody who follows local football to even a temptation to even offer him a better post as a national team coach. He has won the league title with Dynamos, and he's won almost every other cup that can be played around. And in his short tenure as a Warriors coach, he has done pretty well against the background of very difficult conditions. He's one coach, in my opinion, who should be given an opportunity to do better. He's perhaps not one guy who would play your type of sexy football, but he's certainly a guy who would give you a team that would win you games, a team that would win you the tournament, a team that would give you a performance that you can get the back. But this is always
Mr. Chizuzu.
The type of football that Kalisto is Kasua play is not the practice enough for the neutral. I would make do with that type of football myself. Because it is a football that gives results, and because football is a result-oriented sport, you will certainly get the
result. Mr. Chizuzu?
Across the world, Jose Mourinho, a few days ago, was also...
Mr. Chizuzu, I think we have to call you back.
Because he couldn't get results.
Mr. Chizuzu?
So in the same vein, the Kalisto Pasua actually deserves to have this position. And why
Mr. Chizuzu, I think we have to call you back. We have to call Mr. Jesus Beck Gibbs. I think that line
is a very
bad. But we have Chris in Rishavani. Magadi Mkoma, Chris.
Hello.
What is your name? Rishavani.
Hello.
Rishavani.
Kuna kuri na namba yangu eh?
Ndio kuvya kuma na ave platinum.
Kuna kuri right zako. Ya, samari kandavirenga nyaya kusenda hobby wakushapa kuti dzira chaiko.
Yes.
Tapi kuva kuti bora ndo vakusimukira munyika zvino ava varume vaisi vava vongo vuya vakuti ondongera zvebora apa tova tingamishani hatina time preparations are only about the coaching method in the country. No, my daughter on the face and I have been in the room about Gratin. You know, but my daughter has been watching that Javana, I don't know what you brought. There's no idea who I'm going to put up. I'm sure I'll never.
Asika vakavhoterwa nai mukoma Krisika kuti vavandudze zvinhu.
Hello.
Ndati handiti vakavhoterwa here kuti vavandudze zvinhu.
Pari matadzira zvino. Tovakande vazvati papa corruption pa dava.
Saka poitwa sei nemamirira aita zvino?
Naino kwapo ndekuti pakuramba nakudzoka kuitira kuti timu yedu pave neconsistency. Munhu ari kutoprepare kuti ndakase kuti ndamushani nemakona ari kumberi akawanda, saka pasuwa ngaadzoke. Kana pasuwa asina kudzoka, hatina kana bhora hwani ratinoenda remaorias kana rimwe.
Okay, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Chris. Saka ndo zviri kutaurwa nevakawanda kuningirikiruko.
Ndaitina namba dzavarume ava taida kuti vafonera tikavatuka
aiwa mukoma Chris. Atitukee vanhu pamhepo mukoma Chris, tinongotaura pasina kutukana, pangazoite hondo. Nhare yacho inenge iri kutionetsei asi tinotenda mukoma Chris vari kuzvishava is also not happy with the developments at Zifa. He's saying they should reinstate Callisto Pasua, and he's saying he does not know how the national team will prepare for the CHAN championship that will start in January in Rwanda next year, Gibbs.
So the guys in Shaban, you still remember Shushine? Shule,
oh, eh? Yes.
All those guys used to play good soccer, right?
Yes.
Now I think Mr. Mataza is back on the line. Mr. Mataza, welcome to the show again.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, proceed. You wanted to say something about what is happening in Zifa. Go ahead, sir.
The problem is you should not politicize the whole thing is the honorable gentleman to concentrate with stop interfering in soccer.
So we should actually stop interfering in soccer?
Yeah, he is the president. Yeah, he was elected. Yes, I don't know whether the council has made it a trial because if they were so that they were not going to elect the American Sierra, what is the president of football in Zimbabwe? Because, it doesn't make sense. The old conceit. Because he has not even, when he had got into office, he had a...
Okay. Just hold on. Hold on, Mr. Mataza. Mr. Mataza, can you hold on, please? Hold on.
For
we'll
our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.